Helen Garner being one of them. She's in the studio with me this morning.
Fresh. I made it.
She made it. And not only made it to the studio, but made it to a yoga class this morning. Managed to get the kids to school, but not exactly a easy breezy Tuesday for
no,
you.
No, it was not a fun drive in at all.
But you made it, and at the time, I'm sure composure was not
out the window.
Not where
out the window. It was extremely stressful.
And by the sounds of things, I mean, Nokwan has just arrived in studio now as well. It looks like a lot of people only just making it to where they were hoping to be an hour or two ago.
Yeah.
Really, really mad out there on the traffic.
No, it is. I mean, and eventually I realized, I was saying to you, I was like two cars before going into the roadworks where the accident obviously was. And ambulances couldn't get in because everyone's double blocking, and you know, people are not allowing that lane. So I just put my lights on, my blinkers on, and yep. I went and I reversed down the emergency lane off the highway.
You reversed all the way back.
I started a trend.
So, thank you for that.
But no, it was diabolical.
Wow. So look, and absolutely nothing you can do in a situation like that. You just have to try and find a way and go with the flow and do what you can.
Yeah.
But while you are stuck in a situation like that, freaking out about all the things that you're now late for and missing and how it's going to have a knock-on effect on the whole day.
Yes.
People literally in tears, I believe, this morning.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It was definitely emotional. Definitely emotional. But like I said, I arrived at yoga and I just said, my words were, you're going to die. And they were all laughing at me and they said, is this your motto? Is this your mantra? And I said at the end of the class, thank you, I needed that. So yeah, that was my outlet. I like released.
You vented and put it into your class. Wow, that's at least you have that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful for it because I'm actually laughing about it now.
And everyone that was in the class is maybe not going to make it to next week's class. But they definitely felt it.
No, they're amazing. They were good. They kept up.
So listen, for those that don't have a yoga class to torture after a start to a day like that, let's try and help the folks find a little bit of calm, a little bit of direction for the rest of the Tuesday. Now that you hopefully have arrived or are arriving at your office or wherever you need to be, best thing to do, a bit of breathing.
Take a breath.
Take two. And just sit behind the wheel or at your desk and try and oxygenate, because you can't be any worse off for it. But we're hoping to find some things to chew on today, some things to recommend, some good choices to help people make. And speaking of choices, you've brought a book that is on the top of your list right now, one of your most hotly recommended reads. It's called
The Choice.
The Choice.
Yes, it's amazing. The Scoop. It's written by a 90-year-old lady.
90.
Well, she was when she wrote it. She's older now. Her name is Dr. Edith Eger. And she actually was 16 and went to Auschwitz.
Oh, my
so
word.
So, obviously, she survived it. And she writes and she becomes a therapist. So, the book is in three parts where you would get, like, the beginning would be the going to Auschwitz, then the escape, and then the healing. And then after that, she actually does, it's the last part is therapy because she becomes a psychologist, and she actually helps people with PTSD. She helped all the American veterans, sort of the army veterans, to deal with PTSD. And her major message is everything is a choice. You can choose to be the victim, or you can choose to. You can be victimized, but you don't have to be the victim, right?
So looking at this morning, for example,
so appropriate.
There was a choice. You might not have felt like you had a choice to make, but when you are confronted with a situation where there is no escape,
yes,
the default setting is anger, frustration, panic, and all of that non-helpful stuff. But if you recognize that, then there's a choice. And you can say, well, what can I do?
Yeah. What's available? What are my options? And if you have no options, then your choice is to, you know, put a nice song on, or, you know, make a joke or maybe have scream. I don't know. You have these choices. But the thing is as well that Dr. Edith Eger says is that there's no hierarchy to suffering, because she said people would come to her because, I mean, really, if you survived like, you know, Nazi Germany, that's pretty much like the hardest thing, right? We think. So people would say to her, I can't tell you my story because it's not as bad as yours. Mm. And she really emphasizes that that's not okay, that there's no hierarchy on suffering. And if you suppress it and you go, it's not important and it's not good enough to actually acknowledge or something, it's not going to get healed. So we have to acknowledge that everybody, what you might look at someone and say, oh, come on, what's your problem? Yeah. Like, you know, move on. Like, let them acknowledge and feel so they can move through it.
Wow. So there's like a whole bunch of things that you're kind of weighing up. Okay, firstly, just for some context, you say she was a child.
She was 16.
So an adolescent reaching adulthood when she was sent to Auschwitz. If you're not familiar with the name Auschwitz, being one of the most infamous of the Nazi death camps, the concentration camps during World War II, part of Hitler's final solution, and one of the most horrific probably episodes in 20th century history, where millions of people were sent to their death, really, and indiscriminately. Kids, old people, women, children, and often it was along ethnic or cultural lines. It was Jews and gypsies and homosexuals and communists, and it was just this massive organized killing of humanity. And a sliver of people lived through that, lived to tell the tale, bearing incredible trauma and scars.
Yeah.
But amazingly, people managed to come through it and find ways to still integrate back into society. And often, with this perspective, they were able to help people. A couple of authors.
Viktor Frankl's
Man's Search for Meaning. That was his big
book. Absolutely amazing. But yeah, and we can learn from these things because... Yeah, it's about being imprisoned with your own beliefs and or not feeling worthy enough to be healed. Like my story is not big enough, so I'm gonna, you know, whatever it is. We have a choice to actually want to heal and to say we deserve this. And if you do that, you bring it to the light, and then you can actually sweep it away.
Wow! But and as you say, acknowledging that there is no hierarchy on suffering. So on the one hand, you want to make sure that everyone feels okay to communicate what they're going through, and and acknowledging that for them it's a big deal. It might not seem like that for you because of what you've been through in your life, but for everyone, we're all carrying our own stuff, right?
100%. That was a big takeaway for me. And so for me, we were laughing now about the yoga and stuff, but I'm really glad that I got to do that, because otherwise it would have been sitting in me, you know. So it's like acknowledging, okay, I'm not, when I say goodbye to my kids, I said, tell everybody how well I behaved in the traffic, and they all just they burst out laughing. So, but you know, that the reality is we're not perfect. We're not going to be, you know, Zen masters kind of cruising through. Things are going to bug us or whatever. And, you know, it's fine to be human, but we've got to not pretend we're not, right?
For sure. But then also, I think the counterpoint to feeling like everyone's suffering and experiences are valid is that it's important to try and have some perspective as well, put your baggage in the context of what other people are going through, and acknowledge that, okay, well, you know, I've had a really rough day today, but at the same time, it could be worse.
That's compassion right there. I mean, it just, when you do something like that, you automatically open your heart to compassion. So you take into account everyone else's things, and it's not about you. Yeah, it's honestly, that book is profound. It is profound.
Okay, it's called Choices.
The Choice. Yes.
By Dr. Edith Eger.
Yeah, she's an amazing, and she's a little lady. Well, she's 90, and she's just amazing. She's so dear.
Little lady with a giant spirit.
No, she's absolutely phenomenal.
So there you go. If you're looking for something inspiring to read, to sink your literary teeth into, Helen gives it two thumbs up. She'd give it more, but she's only got two thumbs. put that on the top of your list. We've had some other cool recommendations from you in the past. You recommended a book that, in fact, Leah G went to go look for the other day, and she found Meditations by the Roman.
Yes. So I was actually reading that last night. That's Marcus Aurelius. I read such a lovely thing about, and it's, again, we're down to choices. You can choose to behave this way or that way. It's just, it's amazing. The word choices is coming up all the time.
There you go. It's resonating. But if you don't know, you don't know. So now you do know. And now that you're aware of it, you can start to look for where the choice is. What are the choices? What are the options?
You're not obligated to feel angry or, you know.
It might be the default setting, but
so
you can switch it.
I know.
Wicked. And for those that are now really digging where your head's at, Helen, and might be keen to be part of your next your next therapy session as you put your yoga class.
Self-therapy.
Where can people find you on socials, and how can people get involved with your yoga?
Tuesday and Thursday at Lifestyle, and I'm Helen Garner Yoga.
On Instagram.
Yes.
Instagram. And of course, that's
on the gram.
If you have to be on a social channel, that's probably the one to be on, right?
Yeah, look, I'm on Facebook too, but
Instagram's where it's at.
Instagram's where it's at.
And Helen, thanks for another mindful moment on a Tuesday. Thanks for the book recommendation.
Thanks,
I'm going to check it out.
Yay.
And we'll do it again. What do you say? Next week? Same time?
Same time.
You heard it.